passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Energy readers and healers claim to work with the body's chakras. But what exactly is a chakra? Dana is a professional energy reader.
Chakras are energy centres that are in our body. Most people are familiar with the seven main ones. They're divided up into the colours of the rainbow from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. They go up the body kind of from the bottom of the torso to the tip of your head. And each one contains different energy and different information about various aspects of ourselves.
What's the point of having them? I mean, where do they come from?
Well, basically, if we have our physical body, we have our mental body, our emotional body, and our spiritual body. And the chakras are located somewhere in between what's called our etheric body. And if you are aware of the fact that we're more than just the body, we're also the spirit, the energy, we also need, obviously, energy centres and fuel to get that going. Just like in a car, we have petrol, we have an engine, so too our chakras work in a similar way.
And do each of the chakras then relate to some different aspect of ourselves?
Yes. Starting from the bottom one down, which is the red base chakra, that's to do with our connection to our humanness, our earth connection, to do with things with money, stability, security, safety. How safe do we feel here on this earth? Are we doing what we love, or are we kind of on this rat race just working the 9-to-5 just to try to make ends meet? The orange one just above that is our sacral chakra, which is to do with our femininity. How do we nurture ourselves? Our emotion center, our pleasure center, our feeling center. The yellow one, kind of in that solar plexus area, which is where a lot of us get that feeling in the gut that something is or isn't right. That's our power center. How do we feel about ourselves, our power in the world, our warrior energy, so to speak? Heart, the green one, our heart connection to the people, to the planet, relationships around us. Moving on to the blue one in the throat, how we communicate, how we get out what it is that we are here to do, what it is that we want to say, how we want to express ourselves, our creativity. The third eye, some people are aware of, up in the center of your forehead there, which is to do with our psychic center. And up the top, our crown chakra, basically, which is our connection to the higher source. So when people pray, when people meditate, they're using their crown chakra.
Now, how do you get in touch with each one of your chakras?
There's millions of different ways, and everyone, I think, will be led to their own different way. You can find a course that's appropriate for you if you like to be guided. There are plenty of books and CDs out there. If you just want to have a quiet time to yourself, it's very simple, I feel, to do on your own. Find a quiet space at home. It's helpful if you know where the chakras are, so it's easy on the internet, find a little map of them. And, for example, picture a red ball where the red chakra is, which is at the bottom of your torso. Picture that red ball and just be quiet within yourself. I mean, the more practice that you get, the easier and the better it will get for you. But very often, once you start listening to your chakras and tuning into the chakras, they often have messages for you. So use it almost as a meditation where perhaps you spend about maybe a couple of minutes, 5 minutes on each chakra, going up them one by one and just maybe say to it, okay, what do you have to tell me today? Or just how does the energy look? Does the ball of red energy, is it whirring fast? Is it whirring slowly? Because they spin like balls. Does it feel like it's dirty? Does it feel like it's clouded? Does it feel like it's confused? Does it feel like it has something to tell you? For example, you might get to the yellow solar plexus chakra and it will say to you, you know, this person is bothering you for this reason, or you need to be more assertive. Use them as your own personal guides that's inbuilt into you.
You say that they're spinning and so on. Does that mean they should be spinning in a particular direction or at a particular speed, or is that actually irrelevant?
A lot of people do place emphasis on the speed and the direction and so forth. For me, I don't particularly resonate to that. I really believe everyone has their own unique energy system, and you just feel within yourself if it's spinning too fast or too slow. For example, my chakras, you know, just like anyone else, I'm human. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're all out of whack. And I noticed I just did a little meditation yesterday and tuned in, and my red chakra just felt really kind of sluggish. That's because I was putting a lot of pressure on myself the other day to get to a deadline. So, you know, you feel within yourself, oh, that doesn't look too right. I think it needs to be a little bit more balanced. And you just kind of stay with it, see what's happening there until it gets back to balance.
And if you do keep all your chakras balanced and do kind of pay attention to them, what sort of difference do you think you might feel?
To me, I always use the analogy of a car. It's something that you need to constantly maintain as often as possible. And the more energy you put into it, the smoother things will run for you. One benefit that I am aware of for myself is you are more in touch with what's going on inside your body. Because once you start paying attention to your chakras, you also start getting other messages, be it about your emotions, be it about your thoughts, be it about your beliefs, because all of these things are contained in the chakra energy centers, because the chakras expand outward to all of our bodies, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. I mean, for example, a lot of people have money issues in this day and age, and that often manifests as lower back pain. So if you actually spend, you know, half an hour in a chakra meditation and you're down in the red base chakra area, you might actually start to notice that lower back pain and start to connect it to your money issues. And, you know, that might trigger a thing of, hang on, what am I really worried about? I've got a house, I've got clothes, I've got a happy family. Does this really matter? And that tends to dissipate it. So it's a way of just actually getting more in touch with you, with where you're at in life and what's important, what's not, what may need to change and what doesn't need to change.
That's energy reader Dana, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.